The DNR sifted through the comments of almost 2,500 people after a series of public meetings on the controversial issue. The reasons cited for opposing the trails are many, including environmental impact, cost, concerns about supervision, user conflicts, and local opposition. One of those local opponents is Sue Drum of Presque Isle.
Well, we're overjoyed. We feel, of course, this is the correct decision because we would like the forest to stay a somewhat wilderness area and also preserve the habitat for all our native plants and animals.
But many riders are not throwing in the towel. Lester Falbab of Rhinelander is the trail coordinator of the Oneida County ATV Association.
No, I don't think anybody with an ATV is going to give up on it. Just because it goes alongside of a wilderness area, it's not in the wilderness area.
Falbab says ATVers will continue to push for trails in the Northern Highland Forest and may come back with a scaled-down proposal. He thinks their growing numbers will be hard to ignore.
The numbers of ATVs are over double what snowmobiles are, so the money is going to be available, I think, later on.
For Drum, there is no way ATVs can coexist with those who come to the forest for a wilderness experience.
If you are not motorized, if you are a hiker or a biker or a naturalist, you like the peace and quiet and you like the sounds of nature.
The DNR recommendation still has to be approved by the Natural Resources Board, which meets Wednesday, April 23rd in Madison. Both sides are planning to be there in force. I'm Glenn Mobert for Wisconsin Public Radio News.